conversation about the triad and the dynamic, the internal dynamic inside of the triad, and the principle that governs the principle of relationship and triad, which is resonant core values are the holy grail of effective relationships. Now, by that we mean resonant. It means not shared. Shared would mean that we have the same value. So if one had a value of integrity, I would have a value of integrity, and my value of integrity would be actually defined and distinguished exactly the same way their value of integrity was. That's a shared value. It's one where you have the same value and you have an understanding that it is distinguished and determined to be exactly the same. Okay, a resonant value is a value that is more, it's a leadership distinction because it is fuzzy. It is in the ballpark, if you will, and it allows for an appreciation of the other person's value. So if that person says integrity as their core value, and I said, for example, something like keeping your word, integrity and keeping your word, or even loyalty, those are values that are resonant with one another. So it allows for an expansiveness and an expansion of our relationship, an expansion of access to the relationship. So we now have a model placed in front of us, and it's the model about Kathy, Marissa, and Tara. Kathy, Marissa, and Tara each have a set of values. They also have a noble cause. In this particular set right here, we show it's a static model, and we show that Kathy is empowering the what is called shared value. I want to change that to resonant values, the resonant values between Marissa and Tara. And likewise, Tara empowers the relationship between Kathy and Marissa, and Kathy and Tara's values are, again, empowered by Marissa, and they're empowered in a particular way. The rule that governs that is Vertex is accountable for the quality of the opposite leg. That is to say that Kathy actually is interested in empowering the resonant values or value set between Marissa and Tara. When she does it, she actually lights up their relationship because of her relationship to them. She lights up their relationship in a particular way, which we can signify by giving her a color. So if Kathy empowers and the color is of the arrow going to the middle of the line between Marissa and Tara, which is was resonant value set, if Kathy's color is yellow, then what happens is that set of values and the line between Marissa and Tara lights up as yellow. That is specifically because Kathy is generating the qualitative, she's being accountable for the quality of the relationship between Marissa and Tara. Likewise, if Marissa then responds by Vertex being accountable for the quality of the opposite leg, generates a red arrow between the resonant value set between Kathy and Tara, then the relationship between Kathy and Tara lights up as red. We could say Tara then generates something in response that completely webs up this particular triad. It's the internal structure of the triad. And Tara generates a green arrow that lights up a green relationship between Kathy and Marissa by virtue of Tara empowering the value set between the two of them all. No one actually interacts directly with the other person except in conversation, but in terms of the quality we are, the concern of each and every person is that each and every person is an anchor and an empowerer for the quality of the relationship between the other two. So this then has a net result of creating the basic fundamental building block or fractal of a network or a circuit, which is a triangle, or we call it a triad. So Kathy, Marissa, Tara, each being accountable for and engaged in the process of lighting up the relationship between the other two, having their attention on the success of the other two, is what actually builds a thriving, living, effective, bulletproof, stable triad. And this is our definition of stable, effective triads.